So Brandy is a listener of Star and actually a follower of the flock on the Clinto farm. So Brandy is on the line with us right now, and I'm not sure if you've heard, but with the pandemic in 2020, raising chickens like is a thing now, but you've done it from the whole incubation process. So for one out there kind of considering it and thinking about raising chickens like us, why don't you give like a step-by-step of what you did to make it happen and now have baby chicks?
Well, first off, my son wanted a certain type of chicken.
See, that's the other thing. Hang on. That's the other thing is because that's what I want to do with the next round of chickens that I have is I want to have, in case you don't know, you could have different breeds. Like
absolutely.
Easter eggers, they say, and like laying different color eggs and different feathers, and they all look different.
My twin brother lives in Indiana, and that's how we kind of got started. He has Easter eggers, and he has the Rhode Island Reds, and he has a bunch of different breeds.
Yeah.
Where we can't have that many chickens because I'm limited where I live.
Right.
So we wanted to pick, or my son ordered a certain breed online.
Okay.
So we ordered them online, and he wanted Rhode Island Red, which when he looked into it, was supposed to be the best eggs and stuff like that. He's 12. He's 12 years, and this is what I want. So I told him, I said, listen, Donnie, you can only have no more than 4 chickens, or hens, actually, in the town we live in. We're in Fox Lake.
Right.
And he's like, well, it's only like a 70% hatch rate, so I'm just going to order 12. I was like, oh, okay. So he ordered 12. So, the incubation period, we bought an incubator. He paid for it with his own birthday money, bought the incubator.
What did that run him, if you don't mind me asking, for the incubator? It's like $80, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. I think it was actually his was cheaper. His was about $50.
Okay, that ain't bad. That's like a PlayStation controller. Come on.
Exactly. So it was $50, and it comes with all the instructions and how to use it. And the eggs come in individually wrapped in bubble wrap, in tissue paper, in extra peanuts. I mean, they were perfect.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And unbelievable. So then they give you instructions. When they come in, you have to put them upright in an egg carton for 24 hours. It's like they're settling or something. And then you put them in the incubator.
Okay.
So then he marked down on his calendar. Actually, I think he just told his phone. In 21 days, take them off of the roller because it rolls. He has the one that it's timed and it turns them like.
Yeah, like turns the eggs, yeah.
Slowly, yeah. So it told us when to take them off. So we took them off of the rollers, put them in the same incubator, put them on the resting tray. And this was me because he was gone. Putting them on the resting tray, making sure there's, water in the bottom for humidity and all that stuff. And just watch them. Lo and behold, out comes a chicken, like, the next day. And I was like, it's wet. I'm like, you can't open it. You can't open the incubator till they're fully fluffy and dry.
Right, right.
My daughter and I wanting to grab the chicken.
Right.
Then
and you know what?
You have to wait.
I think schools, like, if I remember right, when I was in, like, the fourth grade, schools will do this kind of project, too. But you always see them go away, once they get to a certain, after a few weeks. So it's cool that now if you do this at home, like with an e-learning like type deal, you can raise them. And like you said, different cities have different regulations and, zoning and everything like that to where if you are zoned for chickens, like you said, in Fox Lake, you can only have 4. But
right.
Now this is the thing that you're mentioning, the incubation process. So we just got a rooster last week and we've had hens but I'm stupid with a lot of this stuff and I'm learning every day and that's part of the fun of this. So I thought, well, if we get a rooster, I can't eat these eggs anymore because they're going to be
fertilized. No, you can.
Yeah, that's what I found out. So the only way that they become like chicks or like start to grow embryo or whatever the terming is that if you leave them in the nesting box and the hens are constantly sitting on them and they're turning and
correct.
All that, basically an incubation process without an incubator.
Correct. So yes, actually one of the eggs that came in did have a crack in it, so my son did not want to obviously use it. So we cooked it, he opened it up, and there's just a small little red speck.
Yeah.
So that's what tells you that it was fertilized.
Well, you know what? I've also seen red little specks in some of our eggs before we got the rooster, and that means that the hen is stressed when she's laying the egg. So that even happens with unfertilized eggs, which can, I mean, it can confuse the heck out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So I am on so many different Facebook pages.
Oh, same.
On Chicken for Newbies, because this is my first batch. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
So I'm learning a lot with my son and my daughter. And, I mean, we're all learning all this. It's a great e-learning.
Yeah, no, for real. And you know what? My girlfriend's going to hate me. She's going to probably hate you, too, because now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get this $50 incubator and let's go. And she's, like, so against me getting more chickens because the cleaning of, like, the coop and everything. But I've gotten it down to a pretty good science to where I'm getting pretty good at it. And on top of it, it's a good workout as you're doing it, too. And I think the coop that we have right now is – really more work with the cleaning because like our neighbors, like they have chickens. They say they only clean
their... the one that trespassed by you?
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, but they only clean their coop once a year, but their coop is more of like a shed setup to where ours is more of a confined, you know, compact deal, you know, and you can...
Well, you saw the picture I sent you about the one that I just had built.
Right.
So that's going to be an easy cleaning because it's up high. So
right.
You know, it's just going to pull the tray out and dump it into a bag or whatnot.
Right. Well, and you know what? Yeah. And that's where I kind of have a one-up, too, is that, like, you know, we live in, you know, boondocks farm country of Richmond. And, you know, the first time that I cleaned our coop this past winter / spring, I went to my landlord. I'm like, hey, where do you put your stuff from your chickens? He's like, just spread it in that field over there. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll spread it in the field. So I throw it in a wheelbarrow and I bring it out the field. Boom, done, you know?
Absolutely.
So, well, Brandy, I mean, best of luck. I'm not going to adopt any of your chickens, but I think that you've kind of given us a snapshot of what people can do if they want to do this as like a hobby. And that's kind of what it is. But as you're going to find out.
Homework.
Yeah,
let's
right.
Do your homework.
Right, yep. And you know what? As you're going to find out, Brandy, shortly, is that these chicks and chickens will be a part of your family. And they'll be like your pets. You know what I'm saying?
They already are. We're already every day. We every like couple hours, we walk into the room and we look to see if one's pecking out or something. Yes, it's definitely an experience for any age.
I appreciate you taking time, and you know, feel free as they get older, send pictures, and if you have questions, if I know the answer outside of the Facebook group, you know what I'm saying, I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Well, there we go. Brandy started her own flock out there in Fox Lake. Brandy's Fox Lake Flock. That's what it's called, Brandy. Tagline it. Trademark it. Hashtag it.